Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
How was the church service, honey? You're going to want to sit down. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
So, the long and short is this Indiana church. I don't have the story in front of me. It doesn't really matter where it was, but the pastor decides to get up. He's talking about sin and adultery and weakness and stuff, and he decides to make a confession. Now, that's going to be the first clip we listen to.
So I'm sitting in church, and this comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
Yeah. And trust me, there's more to it. Go ahead and roll 70, Michael.
I have an announcement for you. It's called a confession. And so it says to, you know, to the family, to the church, Debbie and I have been out of town attending the funeral. My absence at this time was not about self-protection. We were caring for hurting people. That's why I'm here today. To follow a biblical process of confession, repentance, and forgiveness. If God wants anything out of us, as we just heard, is to bring healing to all who are involved. I committed adultery. It was nearly 20 years ago. It continued far too long. It involved one person, and there's been no other, nor any other situations of unbecoming conduct for the last 20 years. I will not use the Bible to defend, protect, deflect my past sin. I have no defense. I committed the adultery. To say it plainly, I didn't make a mistake. I didn't have an issue. I didn't have an affair. I didn't make a misjudgment. I sinned. I need to say that, and you deserve to hear it.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay. I would be sitting there thinking, why are you telling me this? I mean, I get it. So personal experience. Even you can sin, and I've sinned, and so we're all sinners, and we all need to do better. Okay.
Well, and it was a pretty good look. I'm not making any excuses. I did a bad thing, and I am confessing, blah, blah. I think that's some pretty good preaching right there. Yeah, but wait, maybe a little more to it.
For 27 years, I lived in a prison. It was not 20 years.
I'm sorry, Michael. Can you stop that? I hadn't realized how it started. So while he was speaking, at the end of it, you see a woman get up and move toward the front of the church. And this gal, having just heard what the preacher said, grabbed the mic with her husband at her side. Go ahead.
For 27 years, I lived in a prison. It was not 20 years. I lived in a prison of lies and shame. Lying to protect the Lowe family. For years, I thought I was a horrible person having suicidal thoughts, not realizing what had been truly done to me. That I was a victim, and I would still be in a prison if my brother, and many of you know him, Edgar Wolfe, had not approached me just 2 weeks ago with what he had seen as a teenager that bothered him all these years. His pastor, in bed with his younger sister, a t-shirt and underwear on. People knew but were too afraid to come forward, and they have now. The lies and the manipulation have to stop. I was a prisoner, and you kept me in your prison. I'm a prisoner no longer.
How old was she when this was going on?
She was a teenager. I think she was 16. Well, she explains that. Just roll.
Okay.
I was just 16 when you took my virginity on your office floor.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that? I know you do, and I have plenty of other stories that I could bring to remembrance. You did things to my teenage body that had never and should have never been done. If you can't admit the truth, you have to answer to God. You are not the victim here. I tried to tell someone, but all that was done was cover up. No one ever came to me. No one ever helped me. No one ever got me counseling. I have wanted to talk to somebody all of these years and never. You have. You have somebody that you've talked to. I never have. The church deserves to know the truth. This church has been built on lies, but no more.
Whoa. Dude, way to try to. And so I sin, we all sin, and now let's go have some cookies and punch and try to be better people, shall we?
And she says, adultery, you were deflowering a 16-year-old girl on your office floor, you scumbag.
Well, you raped a child is what you did.
Well, right. And she's still a member of the church, which is interesting.
Yeah,
it might be a
yeah.
small town. Yeah, I don't know what those dynamics are, but one more clip because she went on.
The lies need to stop. I could give story after story after story to what you did to me. Michael, your dad is not the victim here. A partial truth is not true.
She was telling you until you get a call out of Meyer.
If I would have gotten counseling, your dad would be in prison. It might not be the way, but every time you covered up for Russ Spangle, my best friend was my age when your associate pastor was molesting his two daughters. And you know that. You sent him to be a pastor at another church. We can call Melanie right now and Cassie, her sister. They sat down with you. You sent Melanie away. Don't look at me like that. You know the truth. I know, but you can tell the truth because this is a lie.
I'm letting you go.
Wow, so that's the preacher's son that said to her, you should get some counseling?
I didn't catch that.
And her response is, if I had gotten counseling, your dad would be in prison right now.
Yeah.
Which is true. Because counselors, therapists are, what are they called, mandatory reporters. So if she mentioned who it was, they have no choice but to report it.
And that exchange at the end, I'm not sure if that was the pastor or the son. She's saying, you could tell the truth. And he said, I'm letting you tell the truth. Not disputing it. So, wow, is that heavy.
Rough situation. Yeah.
Yeeps.
Holy cow.
There is a dynamic. It's stating the obvious in human affairs. Where if somebody has power and a leadership position and is held in high esteem, certain numbers of people, a large number, abuse that power and esteem, often sexually.
It's as if power corrupts. And if you have absolute power, it corrupts absolutely.
Hmm.
Yeah, everybody should watch out for that. Luckily, I've never had any power in any way. But everybody should watch out for it in case they get some power someday.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Good for her coming forward.
Had to be tough.
Well, I guess that's it. If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.